Hello and welcome to Florida Creatives Podcast. Today is February the 17th, 2012, and I'm sitting here at Urban Rethink with Mr. Tim Howe. And Tim and I were just having a quick discussion about an idea was shooting around, and we're just going to talk about it for a little bit. The idea is, what if instead of just having one tech meetup in one venue, if you could find a little bit of a larger venue, like some of the tech meetups I know have had, why not hold more than one in the same place? And I said, let's, for the sake of argument, let's call it the Tech Meetup Three Ring Circus. So here's
Tim. You're talking not just strictly as opposed to instead of one event, but taking all the events that are already going on, kind of tapping into what's going on out there.
Yeah, correct? So like we're at Urban Rethink, and this is the example that I'm using, is if we've already got a PHP meetup happening at Urban Rethink, and you know they're taking up some of our space one Thursday night out of the month, then could we find another meetup that was happening maybe also on a Thursday, and we get them to move it to their location here, and then we maybe, I would say it's safely we have room for at least three of those kinds of meetups, where we could have one in the upstairs, one in the garage area, and one sort of like out in the main common area. And then you'd have some other little spots, because there's like a porch, and there's a little, you know, like side meeting room, and there's the conference room, and, you know, maybe there'd be some other places that the treehouse, is that what they're called? Treehouse guys are upstairs. So there's lots of like little nooks and crannies around here where we might be able to do some cool things. So why not have like a mini bar camp every month?
Yeah, that's exciting to me. When you mentioned it, I know I said it just, that's one of the things I always like about bar camps, is the fact that you go there and there's different things going on. There's not just one language, not just one community, not just one project, but there's a variety of different things going on, and you can kind of drift around, and you get that cross-pollination of the community instead of these little tiny creative ghettos where there's great stuff going on, but you know the communities aren't talking to each other. So those kind of events are always great. They diversify the community, I think.
Well, and if you had like a set sort of time that things would start and stop, then you could also reserve some of that hallway time for, you know, hey, from 6 to 6:30 is hallway time, and then from 6:30 to 7:15 is, it's like session time. Whatever your session happens to be, you guys can do it, and then we'll rejoin from 7:15 to 7:30 for more hallway time. And if you want to skip out from the meetup you were doing upstairs to the meetup you were doing downstairs, like, be our guest. And we might even just have, like, a whiteboard like you would have at a bar camp and say, this is the topic that's going on in this area if you want to check it out.
One thing that you just brought up that kind of triggered my thought process is, I feel like we were talking a couple weeks ago about the whole concept of bar camps a lot of times having... being very presentation-oriented, very speaker-focused, and that's great because you can learn a lot of things. But the thing about user groups that's great is they're a lot more discussion-oriented, collaboration, just kind of free-form. And so one thing that this could do is kind of a counterpoint to the talk sessions that you can get at a bar camp or that you can get by going to a seminar around town. Is kind of, this gives the other approach where the community can kind of discuss amongst each other and you can get that discussion going.
Yeah, I mean, if you're screaming at your iPod right now going, why are you talking about this? Or why aren't you mentioning my language? This is a perfect opportunity for you to maybe post a comment here or write a blog post on your own blog and link back to this page on floridacreatives.com so we can get the discussion going. And hopefully by the time we reach Bar Camp Orlando on April 15th, we'll have maybe gone through one or two of these, and we'll know what works and what doesn't work about it. I'm very interested to try it at least, and to try it more than once. I think just doing it one time might not be quite enough to like work out all the bugs of this system, but...
Kind of as a counterpoint to what I was just saying, actually, kind of funny, but one other thing I remember that was going on in Orlando... probably a couple years ago now, over at CoLab, people were doing lunch and learns for a little while, And every Friday, someone would come in and talk about something else. It started out, there were some different tech topics. It kind of ended up kind of switching gears. It turned to a little more business-focused stuff. But I always thought that was really interesting as an opportunity to go, like you were just saying, Ryan, if there's something you want to get out there to share with people. So even that, the fact of there being discussion groups, but also like an opportunity to put on the schedule and say, hey, if you're interested to learn about whatever, you know, you've already got sort of an audience that's going to be receptive. They're already there. They're already from a diverse set of circumstances. They're already ready to talk about technology and stuff. So you're primed without having to set up a special thing just for what you want to talk about, and without there being having to be a user group specifically for what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. And so this Monday we actually have coming up, which will be, what, the 20th, all throughout the day here at the space, they're going to set up something they call the Storefront Innovation Lab, the play testing tank, as you will, because it's just almost like a fish tank structure facing the street. There's a big glass window. And you're actually going to get to watch these, you know, innovators, these people designing some new technology. And the thing they're actually addressing this month is the book. Like, what is a book? How could we rethink a book? At least that, from what I understand.
The Human Book Project, or is that something different?
Well, I think that was like the inspiration for wanting to do that project this month. Mm-hmm. And you want to go to the Urban Rethink website and like check out the details of the event. But I'll leave a link to it here in the notes. And if you want to check it out, please do. And then afterwards, they're going to have like a panel of local, you know, experts, if you will. I don't think that's the right word to use for it, but let's call them experts, to kind of discuss like what went on during the day. But if you want to see like live prototyping, you know, in session, they'll be down here on Monday, and then Monday night they're going to have their like feedback talkback session, as well as the regular date for Florida Creatives Happy Hour is this Monday, the 20th of February. So we're going to be cracking open some beers.
That's exciting. That sounds like a great confluence of circumstances. So I am looking forward to it.
And if this is several months later and you're listening to it, Florida Creatives Happy Hour continues, I'm sure, every single month, the third Monday of the month, somewhere in Orlando, and hopefully in other cities as well. We're really trying to get one going down in the Fort Myers, Naples area. There's probably going to be one somewhere near either Daytona Beach, Palm Coast, St. Augustine, somewhere up there pretty soon. So, yeah, keep watching the calendar. And there's lots of other cool things. Like, check the calendar, because there's, like, maker fairs, and there's Pachakja nights, and there's TED meetups, and all these different cool things that we try to keep people posted. But please, 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 if you have something that you think is cool and you want to share it, anybody can post on our calendar. You just have to create an account on the site and join a group, and then in that group you can post as many events as you want. If you're spamming us, we'll just mod you, so deal with it. And the podcast, if you want to do the podcast, you can actually record your own episode and just let me know. I'll give you the permissions to post something. I'll even let you use my Amazon account, everything. I mean, just let me know that you want to do it. I will definitely let you get in on the podcast. Florida Creatives Podcast.
Wiki, apparently.
Open, yeah, Radio Wiki. I like that. I'm going to use that from now on. So this has been Tim Howe. Tim, what do you do? Just tell people really quick.
I do all different kinds of software development. For the past couple years now, I've been pretty much 100% freelancing, working with a lot of local small businesses, startups, organizations, so web application development.
So, cool.
It's a lot of fun.
And I'm Ryan Price. We just got finished hosting the fourth Florida Drupal Camp and the third Coding for a Cause event that's in conjunction with that. We actually built three websites for local nonprofit organizations. One of them is probably going to launch this week, and the other two are right hot on their heels.
That was a lot of fun. It was great to be a part of that.
It's pretty cool. And if you really count, I mean, we've probably put in a couple hundred, maybe even like 400 or 500 man hours at this point, just on this project alone. So to get that for free, like an in-kind donation, that's huge for a local organization.
Yeah. And it was neat too, just seeing, not to be completely mercenary, but it's a great networking opportunity, as well as seeing in the same vein, just seeing people come in with different expertise in different areas and just really kind of jump in. It was chaotic, and yet it all kind of came together. It was really fun to watch and kind of inspirational. It was great seeing it go towards a good cause to a community.
Yeah, I know my BarCamp session this year is definitely going to be about that. Open innovation, hackathon, charity challenge, whatever you want to call it, Google Summer of Code
startup
style
weekend.
Of event, startup weekend, where you're learning as much as you are making. So if you're interested in that, come check me out. I'll be at BarCamp Miami. I'll be at BarCamp Orlando. If there are other BarCamps, I'm going to them. So, please check out floridacreatives.com. We've been doing the outro for about 4 minutes now, so I think we're good. Mr. Tim, is there some particular website address or URL people can find you?
Quadium.net, and I will go ahead and spell that Quadium.net.
Okay, and also check out Florida Creatives on the web, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Google+, on Flickr.
Foursquare?
I don't know about Foursquare. I don't think we have one of those. But maybe we need to get one. And let us know what's going on. Florida Creatives Podcast, I've been Ryan Price.